about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Okay, how many of you are still seeing flashes from looking at the solar eclipse? I didn't look straight at it. I know better. I'm a physician. But what I did is that trick we did back in the 1970s. Remember there was a solar eclipse you could see from, I was living in Phoenix, Arizona at the time. So you took an index card and you made a pinhole in it. And then you'd take a look, looking through the pinhole. And now my husband came up with some apparatus. There was a box and he had, I guess, a reflection come off. So all you could see is this little black dot that started to crescent like a moon. I'm like, I gotta attack with this. You know, so I made my own little 1976 contraption. And I took a look and yeah, I saw some spots. but it's kind of serious. You can actually acquire, what is it called? Solar retinopathy. Anytime something happens to the retina in the back of your eye, we call it retinopathy. If your high blood pressure is messing with your retina, we call it hypertensive retinopathy. If the diabetes is messing with your retina, we call it diabetic retinopathy. So you could actually, if you want to sound really scholastic and medical, you know, and let's say the kids don't flush the toilet after they poop, right? Like my family, I don't understand. If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. I don't understand why they don't flush. I mean, is it that exhausting to use the toilet paper where you just don't remember to turn back around and flush? Anyway, if you want to scare the family, you could say it's pupil retinopathy, right? Or stool retinopathy. Like, oh no, mom's going to hurt her retina by looking at my poo-poo. So, just throw retinopathy after it and it sounds pretty good. But absolutely, if you stare at a solar eclipse, not that I think there's another one for a while, or just even staring at the sun. You don't want to stare at the sun, all right? Because you get solar retinopathy. What happens is, I guess if, you know, even if you're looking at a little pinhole, you get that ray of light that hits the back of the head. Now, your iris, is beautiful color. And in between the, I don't want to say in between, but in the center of the eye, you have the black part, which is your pupil. Now, as you know, that dilates when it's dark. And if you look at your cat, when you shine a flashlight on its face, oh, like Jurassic Park, the pupil constricts with the light because it wants as little light coming into the eye as possible to protect it. Yeah, I know. Oh, my cats, they're gorgeous when their pupils are nice and big and they look like Puss in Boots. But then when they get mad or you turn the light on when they were trying to do sleepy sleep, then boom, you know, their pupils and they're ugly when they're like that. My cats look mean, Jurassic Park type eye mean. I freak out. But apparently, you know, many other, it took astronomers, it took researchers even back in the 1600s. From what I remember learning in school that, oh, I'm trying to think who was famous and he went blind for 3 days for looking at the sun. I'm going to have to, I apologize, I don't remember what I learned back in school. Gosh, it's been so many years. Huh. Remember there was somebody famous, he looked at the sun for like 3 days, you know, he looked at the sun for a little bit, and then all of a sudden he was like blind for 3 days. I'll figure out, oh, Sir Isaac Newton. That's right, maybe he was watching the apple fall from the tree. He was actually looking at the sun through a mirror. Yeah, he was looking at a sun through a mirror, so it was not so good. So anyway, be careful looking at the sun. You didn't miss much. Honestly, I was trying to watch Game of Thrones and my husband kept pausing us so we could go look at the eclipse. You couldn't really see the eclipse. You know what I do? I look online or I watch the YouTube video. There's all these time lapse now videos of the solar eclipse. Don't ruin your eyes. These other people that have special glasses and special cameras, let them videotape it. All you had to do was probably stick a videotape in front of the sun with some sort of a filter rather than me and my stupid little pinhole thing. But I think I learned my lesson. All right, 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Apparently we have a generation of autocorrect people, and these this generation can't spell words like necessary, separate. I want to talk about this story a little bit later. Separate was a word I missed in spelling bees. I thought I was a very good student. I was a straight-A student all 12 schools I went to until I was really mad that my folks moved my senior year and I didn't show up to class. But I did really well on my SATs, which I took junior year. And so my family thought I would ace a spelling bee. And separate was a word I missed. I spelled it S-E-P-E-R-A-T-E instead of S-E-P-A-R. And you never forget that. Once you miss a word in a spelling bee, you never live it down. And I've been kicking myself because I could have probably gone on to more spelling bees and more spelling bees and mainly, you know, maybe finally met some boys, you know, and had a much different life than I did when I was a little kid because I lost that spelling bee. So we're going to talk about that. Looks like a man tried to commit suicide by jumping down Niagara Falls and actually lives. All right, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about dogs being able to determine if you're about to have a diabetic attack. Of course, we always have stories of dogs eating their owner's toes, right? So we'll talk about that. I guess there's a dad who tried to sew his son's rear end together to stop his Crohn's. I mean, I know the thought has probably entered most of us parents' mind when the kids are poo-pooing a lot, but the kid has Crohn's. For crying out loud. We're going to talk about this Darun Ravi, who was a part of the spy cam case in which Rutgers' Tyler Clementi was embarrassed and eventually committed suicide jumping off a bridge. And I guess he only got 30 days jail. That's it. May be deported, may not be. So as you can see, we have a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. A lot of medical news. We'll try to fit it all in. If not, you may have to listen to the next hour or go to our on-demand. You know, anytime you miss a show on the Dr. Dahlia Show, don't be high-fiving yourselves and patting yourselves on the back. Okay, you need to listen. You'll go to my website, hit the on-demand. It'll play the last few hour shows. And if it's not, if you hit it too late in the week, you can go to my podcast on my archives. Okay. Whew. We got a lot, plus a lot of your phone calls. So don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, I know certain times of the day we are not live when many of you listen in, and some times of the day we are. One subject I want to bring up over the next day or two is a dream and dream interpretation. We have some dream-type stuff in the news. I've received so many of your emails, and I haven't talked about this topic. I haven't discussed it in probably over a year. So, and again, the dream, keep it clean, okay? But I want to hear what have been some of your recurring dreams, and we're going to try to figure out what they mean, okay? I love dream interpretation. That stuff is fun. And none of this, oh, Dr. Dahlia, I dream about you and me all the time. I don't want to hear that, okay? That just means you're smart, okay? Yeah, absolutely. And you have good taste. But I would love to hear what your recurrent dreams are. We're going to talk about that in the next day or two. So if we're live, great. If we're not live, call in to our answer line. We're going to play it live the next day. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. I'm not sure if we have any live calls or any phone calls, but let's just go to the phone lines. We'll see what, Kyle has for us. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hello, Dr. Guy. I've got a question you may not have ever heard before. My wife has went through the change for about 2 years now.
Whew.
And she can't take anything for it because she's on blood thinners. That's not the problem. The problem is She's not interested in sex anymore, and I still am. Is there anything I can take to make me not interested in sex?
Oh.
Thank you. Oh, I'm 55. She's 53.
How to cut back your sex drive. You know, you have got to be the coolest husband. Boy, isn't he cool? See, usually I get calls. You're right. Usually I get calls going, you know, how do I make my wife horny? And I can't really help you with that. But how do you decrease your sex drive so you don't put your pressure on the wife as she's going through the change? What a sweetheart. Ladies, he's taken. He's married. He's taken. What a sweetheart. Here's the thing. Okay, and I know many of you are screaming into the radio, saltpeter. No. We don't recommend saltpeter in the medical community. Potassium nitrate, I think that could be dangerous. I think it could give you heart arrhythmias and drop your blood pressure. We don't really recommend saltpeter. I know people used to talk that that's what would give our Army men and our Navy men and our seamen and everybody else. But we don't recommend that. If, let's say, you had premature ejaculation and you wanted to slow that down, okay, and I'm sorry we're just breezing through this topic. Sorry. All right. Oh, come on, it was funny in my mind. Sometimes it's funnier in my head before it comes out. Let's say you have premature ejaculation and we want to slow it down. We don't want you as excited. We'll give you Zoloft. An SSRI, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, to kind of slow the process down. Now, we have found that those medications also decrease sex drive. It just, I would hate for you as the husband to be on a quote-unquote antidepressant or on a medication to calm down something that's very natural. Now, let's say I was a sex therapist, which I'm not. I would probably make a hell of a lot more money if I was. I'm only a family doc. But if I was a sex therapist, what we would probably do is have you and your wife come up with ways where you could engage together so you could be fulfilled, but she doesn't have to technically go through intercourse, all right? Because we still want the intimacy of marriage. I mean, I would love for everybody to have sex every week if they could. But I understand that when a woman goes through menopause, and I'm sure you guys will hear and probably see pictures of me as I go through stages, the vaginal wall, well, I'm not going to send you pictures of that or post pictures of that, but the vaginal wall atrophies. Now, I don't know how many of you have a vagina who's listening right now, but the wall in and of itself, when you're younger, pretty resilient sucker. I mean, you know, I love looking at construction sites and seeing people's homes built, you know, and the 2x4s and the, you know, the studs and all that. And, you know, seeing how well these walls are put up, I don't think there is anything more structurally sound and more resilient than the vaginal wall. I'm not saying make your house full of that. Okay, but very, very resilient until menopause. Once menopause comes on, it just starts to disintegrate and thin and bleed, and it's absolutely miserable for anything to go near there. Now, we talked about why women's sex drives go down, right? No, it's not your fault, gentlemen. It's because, you know, in nature, a woman is, the reason why a woman has sex in nature, right, is not to please the male species, it's to become impregnated, okay, whether it's a cat or dog or whatever. And when a woman is out of heat, right, or she's of an age where it's really not beneficial for her to get pregnant, the sex drive drops. Okay, that is my Darwinian theory for loss of sex drive. Everybody blames it on the kids. Everybody blames it on the mother-in-law. Yes, all those are factors. But the biological factor, what's happening is a woman who's 53, is her age 53? Her having a baby could be detrimental to her, or possibly the offspring could not be the most healthy. So in nature, there's no reason for her to get pregnant, so there's no reason for her to have a sex drive. Whereas with male, they could propagate as days long. They could propagate till they're in their, you know, late 70s, 80s, 90s, like Charlie Chaplin did. So for men, having a sex drive is advantageous to the human species. Which is why when men do go for a younger woman, even though we all dislike it and it's not monogamous and they're leaving us older women and it's upsetting, unfortunately, that's part of the human nature drive. They still have sperm. They still have sex drive they want to propagate, and they find younger female animals to have sex with. Okay, if I can make that as scientific as possible. So, honestly, you and your wife are both going through the normal motions. It's just, unfortunately, it's incongruent. And so what a sex therapist would probably do is, you know, have you guys come up with activities where activities. It's so hard to do this on radio. Okay, I need to, I mean, if I was, you know, Howard Stern radio, then I could be a little bit more descriptive. But she'd probably have you come up with activities where you could still, I don't want you suppressing your sex drive. You're having a sex drive is, I think, what keeps you young and healthy. I don't want you drying up. I don't. Right? And I'm not saying the woman is drying up, but, you know, for many of us women, what kind of keeps us juicy and going and nice and ripe, you know, is estrogen. And if we can't tolerate estrogen, that's a problem. You know, now, sometimes we can do progesterone creams. We really don't like to, you know, we like to avoid the estrogen creams with breast cancer or with blood clots. So they may consider progesterone, but it's unlikely. It's unlikely. They may consider testosterone, but it's unlikely. They have to come up with something that rebuilds and refortifies our lining. I bet somebody in the construction industry is going to figure this one out. Because like I said, there is nothing, you know, we talk about spider webs and their tensile strength and how strong and sticky and brilliant spider webs are. And, you know, engineers would love to harness that type of technology. And I know people in the construction industry would just love to harness what is in a vaginal wall. Now, what else were we talking about? Oh, herbal supplements. Yeah, there's some herbal supplements you could take to decrease your sex drive. I wouldn't do it because, again, we don't know what the long-term effects are. We don't know, you know. And if, let's say, you wake up in the morning and, you know, you have the human sundial going on, you know, maybe get up and work out. You know, sometimes exercise can, you know, if you put that sexual energy into exercise, it's just, I would love for you guys to still have intercourse. I hate to think that your sex life is over because she has a blood clot issue, albeit you are an amazing husband for standing by her side and, you know, trying to work through this. But there should be a way where both of you can be happy. Now, many times, I know, I'm seeing some emails asking about AIDS. Many sex therapists will bring up AIDS, not AIDS like HIV AIDS. We're talking about marital AIDS, because sometimes women can still enjoy intercourse without there being any penetration. You got that? This is so hard because I know there's kids in the back of mom's van right now going, what's she talking about? Vaginal wall and all that. But what I would say the concentration of everyone's efforts would be is to figure out how she can climax, have some sort of fun or intimacy with you without being hurt. And there are ways to do it. There's many ways to do it. And I'm sure some of you are already screaming at the radio, keep it clean, people. Come on. Okay, this isn't a sex show. I mean, we could talk. We did. One day we discussed all the different positions. And it was just to get us older folk up to par. Because if our kids said, hi, Mom, I'm going out to do the cowgirl, you know, you're like, wait a second, I know what you're doing, and that's not happening. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Men often joke about a marriage killing their libido. We also love blaming our lives, stress, and lack of intimacy for lack of desire in the bedroom. But the reality is that it's probably our age, especially those over 40. As we age, we continually lose testosterone. And that, my friend, is what gives us the need and the desire to have the quality of life that we want. That's why they created T-Gen. It contains natural ingredients that effectively increase the levels of testosterone and help reclaim your mood, stamina, and the passion. Call now and receive a free bottle of T-Gen. Call 1-800-543-6605 right now for more details. Call 1-800-543-6605 for your free one-month supply. That's 1-800-543-6605 for your free bottle now. In a study of exercising men using the ingredient in T-Gen, 85% reported an improvement in sexual desire. So don't wait, call now. Call 1-800-543-6605. That's 1-800-543-6605.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in, 1-877-DACA-DAHLIA. I know many of you have been really concerned about this transgender Miss Universe contestant and if she was going to win the Miss Universe pageant. From what I understand, she made it, I guess, to the top 20. 23-year-old Jenna Talikova was born a male, underwent transgender surgery and reassignment, and I mean, she's absolutely exquisite. I've never seen a transgender do this well. Competed with 61 contestants and was among the final 12 before failing to make the final 5. Oh, she even made it to the final 12. Now, apparently, Sahir Benayas claimed the crown and advances to the International Miss Universe. Okay, well, who's this other one from? Oh, maybe this was the Canadian. This must have been the Miss Universe Canada pageant. Who from Canada goes on to Miss Universe? Wow. All right. Well, interesting. She has a Czechoslovakian father and a Canadian mother. Anyway, now, so she didn't make it. Yeah, apparently Donald Trump had allowed her to come back in when they refused to have a transgender. I don't know if she has different quarters to change clothes. I'm not sure. I don't even think it matters at that point, you know? I mean, she has a female body. I don't know. I don't know if I would want, I don't know. personally, I don't want anybody in the room when I'm changing. Whether they're female, male, transgender, kids, the cats. The cats sit there and watch me take a shower. I just want privacy from everybody. Please, just privacy. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yeah, I got a 13-year-old daughter that had a seizure, and I was wondering what would cause it. Went to the emergency room, and they said that it could be a one-time thing, but we're going to follow up with the family doctor, and I was just wondering what your comments would be.
Okay, Phil, thank you for your call. Yeah, seizures in children, oh, it's scary, isn't it? But it happens pretty commonly. Yeah, I mean, about 3 to 5% from what I remember of children can have seizures, but more commonly the febrile ones when they're younger. I wish you were live because I have a lot of questions for you. I'd like to know a little bit more about what happened. But when you have a child that has a seizure and it's a one-time thing, I wouldn't panic, but I would probably still have a neurologist do an EEG, an electroencephalogram, just to kind of make sure this isn't something like epilepsy or something that's going to be chronic. But we have seen children have seizures with febrile seizures, for example. You get a high fever, but it happens rapidly, and the speed at which the fever goes rapidly, climbs, could cause a seizure. I think we're watching The Deadliest Catch, and there was a gentleman, I know you all that watch The Deadliest Catch know which one I'm talking about. Remember, somebody's on the ground in the last movie, and it looks like he's seizing, and they say it's dehydration. I think the guy's hypothermic. It was somebody who I think this was the first year on The Deadliest Catch, Crab Boat, and, you know, he was thinking it was too much for him. Then he starts having shooting pain from the right arm down to the right hand. He starts to not feel well, and to me it looks like he's having a seizure. And I don't know if I missed the last episode or if I'm TiVoing it, but I want to know what's going on. But he looks like he's seizing, but I think he's seizing from hypothermia. I think what happened is his temperature dropped too quickly. So when you have these seizures, whether they're febrile seizures or lack of febrility, all right, usually it's a one-time thing, and we just watch their fever pretty closely. If it's due to head trauma, I would definitely recommend head scan. Now, right now, they're not recommending anybody with a seizure to get a head scan, but I would say have a really good neurological evaluation. Have her go to a neurologist. They may do an EEG, but, you know, most of the time, these seizures, you can get a seizure from, you know, an infection. I mean, if she was older, and I know I shouldn't be naive, a 13-year-old could still possibly do drugs, but I would definitely recommend a tox screen for any of your teenagers who have a seizure. You know, or if many of them drink, and then they, you know, there's a lot of teenagers now that are alcoholics, where they drink every day, and if they miss alcohol, they could seize. I'm not saying that's why what's going on with your daughter, but that's something we family docs or we emergency room docs think about. If somebody has a seizure, even a grown-up, you know, when was your last alcohol, right? You know, or did you have any drugs, right? Did you accidentally ingest a medication? Did somebody slip something into her drink? So a tox screen is very important. Now, I'm going to tell you something, okay? I'll have kids that come in and have something wrong, and they're freaking out that I bring up a tox screen. And I say, look, I want to make sure nobody slipped you something. Slip you a Mickey. I want to make sure nobody slipped something in your drink. You know, and then mom's like, oh, okay, well, that makes sense. I want to make sure, you know, the kid's looking at me like, oh, gosh, they're going to find something. So I could honestly tell before we even order the test if it's going to be a positive drug screen. But, you know, if you have a parent that's like, oh, there's no way my child does drugs, it's like, no, I'm not worried about your child doing drugs. I'm worried about somebody putting something into their drink. And mom's like, all right, let me do it. You know, I wouldn't panic. You know, the fact that they let her out of the hospital is a very good sign. I would just have a neurologist take a peek at her. All right, great, great questions, guys. Keep them coming. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, let's talk about, you sound like a great father. Now, this guy should never win Father of the Year. There's a Northeast Illinois man who decided to use a needle and thread to sew his son's buttocks shut when the son was suffering from Crohn's disease. I don't get this. Randy Swopes, 52 years old, has taken a plea deal, will serve 24 months of probation and 250 hours of public service for an incident that occurred back in January 2008. His son was 14 years old at the time, suffers from Crohn's disease, which is an autoimmune disorder that causes inflammation to the digestive system. It's a very, very debilitating condition. These people are always in the hospital, always need something to, it's very painful, difficulty for them to gain any weight or keep any food down. Anyway, rather than take his son to the hospital, allegedly, father opted to treat the condition himself and sew his son's buttocks closed. The teen wound up in the hospital for almost a month because of the infection. So the assistant, the state's assistant, DA, charged him with aggravated battery, and he could have spent 2 to 5 years in prison, but I guess they got the plea deal and there wasn't enough evidence to convict him. And not enough evidence. Where's the needle in the thread? Where's poor boy? I don't understand why there's parents. I just don't understand. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I guess people are pretty grumpy. They're losing money on Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg got married. That was kind of interesting. He got married in this house in a garden. I would think he would do, you know, kind of the whole, like what Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt want to do. You know, big thing, People Magazine all over. Nah, yeah, he married, from what I understood, his longtime sweetheart. I think he went to school with her. Gosh, Janice Chen. I got to find her name. I don't have it in front of me because not many people care about the story. But I just think, you know, he married his sweetheart from Harvard. I believe she's a pediatrician. She's the one that, I guess, started that organ donation link with Facebook. And, I mean, they look happy. You know, Mark Zuckerberg's always smiling in these pictures. Do you notice that? I mean, I'd be smiling, too, if I owned Facebook, right? I dropped out of Harvard to do Facebook. You know how many people, you know how many people want to get to Harvard? You know how many people want to drop out? You know how many people want to do Facebook? Right? And everyone's like, does he have a prenup? Does he have a prenup? Donald Trump told us to get a prenup. I don't know. I really don't care. I'm sure both of them are going to do well. I hope they're happy. But that was kind of interesting. We did say goodbye to Robin Gibb. Robin Gibb of the Bee Gees. Remember, he woke up out of a coma few weeks back. It was a miraculous recovery, but he was suffering from colon cancer for a long time, and as well as complications from that. He was in a coma due to pneumonia, from what we understand, a couple months ago. But he passed away this weekend. All right. Whew. Okay, we're going to have a lot to talk about. We're coming up on break, so I can't start a new topic yet, but I will. Don't go away. Now, remember, follow us on Twitter and Facebook. That's probably one of the best ways for me to communicate with you if you can't listen to the show 3 hours a day. And I don't expect you to. That's a lot of Dr. Dahlia. But tweets, just enough bite-sized information. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. Don't go away.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best or less guaranteed.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Dr. Dahlia's show. This is the only show where you could call in, ask your medical questions, whether it be live or when I'm not live and I play them the next day, and I give you a fairly competent answer. I don't know any other show that does that. So I think we still have more medical questions. So let's go to the phone lines. We've got Kyle working the dials. Woo! His fingers are smoking on the dials. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Where's your smoking fingers, Kyle?
Hi, my name is Sam. My 5-year-old daughter
was just diagnosed with hand, foot, and mouth virus.
Uh-oh.
And I'm just wondering if there's anything that you can tell me on how to deal with it.
Oh, okay, yeah, if your child has hand, foot, and mouth disease, they're going to be miserable, but they're going to be okay. They're going to be okay. Hand, foot, and mouth disease is exactly what it is. It's hand, your feet, and your mouth. But the mouth is the worst part because you get these sores. That I'll say, Kyle, I love you, Kyle. All right, Kyle's are good. Okay. Hand, foot, and mouth disease is caused by a virus, the Coxsackie virus. Stop the giggles. Just giggle. Finish your giggles. All right. Coxsackie virus. It's a virus that causes probably the worst type of blisters in the mouth. And sometimes you'll get a sore throat. Sometimes you'll get, you know, a rash on your buttock area, or you'll get it on your, hands and feet, hands, foot, and mouth. But what's the most significant is what happens in the mouth. And these blisters are so painful, whether they're on the tongue, the gums, inside the cheeks, etc., that you don't want to drink and you don't want to eat. So the biggest concern we have with kids with hand, foot, and mouth, number one, is pretty contagious. You know, when hand, foot, and mouth is going around the school, you know, every kid seems to get it. But we worry they dehydrate. So your job is to make sure that she gets to suck on icicles, ice cream. Sometimes your doctor will have her use Orajel. Either baby Orajel or Orajel, because it's a topical lidocaine. You got to be careful. You don't want to overdose them on it. Of course, we'll probably give them some sort of pain meds, Tylenol, etc., just to get them through. But we don't want anything spicy. We don't want anything acidic. We don't want anything to hurt. If any of you have had a canker sore, I imagine multiple in your kid's mouth. Okay? And then, of course, you want to rinse. You want to rinse out their mouth and, you know, with warm water, salt water gargles. Sometimes the problem is salt could still make it sting, you know, although it cleans those wounds out. But, I wouldn't panic. Could there be long-term sequela, some serious stuff? Very, very rarely. I've never seen meningitis happen. I know it can, but for the most part, these kids with hand, foot, and mouth, they do pretty well. Okay, so good. All right, good. Coxsackie virus. People, honestly, if I can't bring up certain things without you giggling, all right, I'm going to have to, you know, rate this rated R instead of PG. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Matt listening in Tennessee. Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Pretty good, Doc Dolly. How you doing?
Not bad. What's going on over there?
Just the same old, you know, as far as day to day, you know, the changing things is like steering a big ship.
Mm-hmm. So what's your question?
I wanted to talk about what you were talking about a caller or two ago. I know you don't want to go R-rated, and I don't want to go there either.
Mm-hmm.
But you piqued my interest, because I've gone through a personal thing. I'm actually divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And it was my first marriage, and it was her second marriage. And you were talking about women's sex drives and this and that.
Right.
Well, I had my wife, and I'm pretty virile.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still very virile.
Good. How old
are you? I don't really have relationships.
How old are you?
I'm 49.
Okay, good.
I'm 49. I could still hang out upside down out of the monkey bars and do a set of 30 upside down crunches.
Nice.
And touch my elbows to the rails.
Whew. Good. That's good. Ladies, he's single. Maybe you'll meet somebody on the show. Hey, go on. Sorry, Matt. most people's men can't do that, so that's pretty sexy. All right, go ahead, Matt. So anyway, yeah, so what happened with your... Go ahead. Yeah.
She asked me one time when I was going to lose my sex drive. And, you know, for a guy, that's just like saying, you know, okay, buddy, spread your heels shoulder width, and I'm going to take a field goal kick right in the middle.
Right. Well put. I know. Was her sex drive down, or was she checking out of the marriage? What do you think?
Well, and that's conflicting, too. She was in a situation where she was doing a lot of aspartame, and she actually got diagnosed. We were married 18 years. She was married to her first husband 10 years. But anyway, she was diagnosed by a doc Memphis with MS, and they wanted to put her on MS drugs. And she's pretty fit. I mean, I always found her attractive. You know, I mean, I did what I did before I married her, but yeah. I was totally committed to her and never stepped out, never did anything like that.
So can I ask let me ask you, Matt, in a 14-year marriage, when did the sex stop?
It was 18 years.
Oh, sorry.
We were married in 1993, and the last time we were together was November of 2009, and she told me she hated me.
Oh, no.
When we were doing that. Of course, she'd been telling me she'd been hating me. And of course, I've got some evidence that she was screwing around, but, okay. You know, still, I'm still trying to figure it out because, you know, I'm hearing you say, you know, the vaginal wall is really strong and everything, and I don't doubt that. It must be to be the birth canal. I mean, that's quite a stretch.
Oh, I know,
you know,
man. Strenuous. And my kids were scratching as they came out. But see, here's the thing, Matt. If she was pretending she was having a sex drive issue, but then she was messing around, sounds like she was checking out of the marriage long before.
Well, that's kind of the advice that I've gotten.
It's a shame because you sound like a great guy. You know, it just sometimes it's unfortunate, but it happens. I mean, you'll have some women, they really just lose their sex drive, but then you have others where they're, you know, window shopping and they find another dress they want and then they never wear the other dress that they have, even though that other dress is very comfortable and will be with them for life and take care of them till death do they part. Some women, they just like to window shop, and I mean, it happens both sides, men and women, but it's a shame, Matt, because that could have happened, and I hate to see it happen to a nice guy like you, and it's, you know, I mean, the marriage obviously ended, and if she was using the word hate, you know, this woman checked out of it a long time ago.
Yeah, it's interesting. She told me that she wanted a divorce during the week that we found out that she was pregnant with my 14-year-old daughter. So we've been married like 4 years and she ended up staying. And anyway, I'm too laid back, but I just couldn't figure it out. I want to plug guys here a little bit.
Well deserved.
They're hard to figure out for men.
They are.
But I always thought that, you know, if you mean what you say and say what you mean and don't step out, don't lay a finger on her and do your best financially towards her, you'll your marriage will last.
I know.
That's not the truth.
Matt, you know, can you stay on? I'd love to talk to you more if you can. We're coming up on break, all right? If not, thank you for your call, Matt, but stay on if you can. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be back with more Dr. Dahlia.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking them with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.